Welcome to today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. The overwhelming demand for consumer goods during the COVID-19 pandemic presents a challenge for truck drivers and logistics operators. On today's show, we'll discuss some of those issues with Greg Forbus with Chicago-based company RJW Logistics. Forbus heads up the company's office in Northwest Arkansas. We've also got some real estate numbers from the Skyline Report to discuss. Plus, who is the most popular Paycheck Protection Program lender in Arkansas? I'll have the answer a little later on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The COVID-19 pandemic has placed unprecedented stress on food supply chains with bottlenecks in farm labor, processing, transport, and logistics, as well as significant shifts in consumer demand. To get some perspective on how retail suppliers are adjusting from a logistics point of view, I spoke recently with Greg Forbus. Chicago-based RJW Logistics Group, which focuses its business on retail suppliers, hired Forbus last year as Senior Vice President of Strategy and Business Development. Forbus works from RJW's Supplier Support Office in downtown Bentonville. Before that, he worked for Walmart for 30 years, most recently as Senior Director of Regional Transportation and General Merchandise Inbound Transportation. Here's Forbus now on the challenges of the past 6 months and how the company's asset-based, centrally located business model has been beneficial more than ever during the pandemic.
If you kind of look back at when all this really started, call it mid-March timeframe, what retailers experienced, because we work across a broad depth of retailers, not just only Walmart and Sam's, but we also work with other folks in that space also, very similar buying patterns. So you really saw kind of that panic buy, or so that really quick lift in volume across the network. And then over as you kind of got into March, into April, you saw elevated volumes and people kind of started, this kind of became the norm for them. And then volumes have kind of maintained and stayed at the same spot. I think a couple challenges really that when you think about the supply chain is so many retailers today run their inventories so lean. They want to keep just a few weeks or days of supply on shelf, that when they got caught with this panic buy, it really pushed the consumer to look for other avenues to go purchase, right? Mm-hmm. So some of them may have turned to smaller box retailers. And so at the same time, you've got big retailers' inventory that's pretty depleted, smaller retailers that have got some pretty good size volumes inside their network. And so now it's spread across everywhere. And now the challenge went really from the retail shelf to really manufacturing and suppliers keeping up with it, to really shifting into things like, I think we've all saw there's a quote unquote shortage on aluminum cans, or diet cans are being limited, right? And so those component parts really have started to change. And now I think that's all starting to catch back up. Suppliers are starting to figure out and looking at what's in the retailer space. And what they may say is, I've got 20 different SKUs I sell to retail, but maybe 10 of those are really my most productive. Mm-hmm. And if I focus on those 10, now I can really drive some really good sales volume on the shelf level. And I think that's what you'll see. You'll see a little bit of SKU rationalization by some suppliers.
So just for some scale, you know, go back to that. How much effort does it require to coordinate those supply chain efforts in relation to the number of companies you work for. I mean, you're talking, like you say, you were talking about different companies, different needs, different products, different areas of the country. How much pressure has that been on you guys and your team to coordinate all that?
Yeah, well, let me just step back a little bit and just share with you a little bit about what we do.
Sure.
And what we're focused on as RJW Group, logistics group, is we are retail consolidation experts. We play in that what in supply chains known as the middle mile. So from the supplier's manufacturing point or their warehouse into their retailer's distribution center. And we take small size shipments, less than truckload.
Mm-hmm.
Supplier brings it into our consolidation facility. We've got close to, you know, a little over 350 suppliers in our program. And then we'll marry those shipments up with the other suppliers that are shipping small quantities into the retail side. So you can imagine the amount of work that goes upstream and really coordinating the inbound. So we like to pick it up on our own trucks, move it into our facilities, unload it, receive it, order fill it, and then tie that back in with the retailer. So there's a lot of coordination.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, the piece that makes it more easy for us to assimilate into, and I think where we've really done well during this time frame, is that because we're an asset-based provider, Paul, so we have our own warehouses. We've got a little over 2.5 million square feet in that Chicagoland area. All the employees or associates that are inside those buildings are RJW associates. And then the trucks making the deliveries to the retail distribution center are our trucks with our drivers in them. And we've got a few partner carriers that we work with also. So when you kind of control all that yourself and you own all those assets, those people are invested in really jumping in and working for you and doing really well for you. And that's what's kind of helped us grow through this pandemic and helped us keep the high levels of service that we attain. And so to deliver at 98%, over 98% for the last 6 months with, you know, in full rates, over 99% to our customers and to the retailers has been really positive for our team.
Right. So you do, like you said, you do play in that space of CPG suppliers. So, of course, RJW has a presence in Bentonville, retail central in a lot of ways, right, thanks to Walmart. So you just give me the rundown of the local office, what your focus is on in this market, and just how that fits into the grand scheme of overall operations for RJW.
Yeah, so we opened an office down here a little over a year and a half ago, knowing that there are, you know, when you think about not only Walmart and Sam's Club in Bentonville, Rogers, Benton County, Washington County, there are a lot of suppliers that move into this market to support Walmart and Sam's. And there are also a lot of people that work kind of in this consultancy space, I'll call it, where they are representing items into Walmart. They're working with on the back office side of things. So really the focus of our office down here is just to continue those connections.
And that is Greg Forbus with RJW Logistics Group, based in the Chicagoland area with an office in downtown Bentonville. Appreciate his insights on the impact of COVID-19 on the supply chain. And speaking of COVID-19 impact, a new report out this week says Northwest Arkansas's real estate market is, by and large, immune to the pandemic. Mervin Jebaraj, the director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas, says the region has largely fared well during the pandemic as the price of homes continues to rise and the number of available lots on which to build new homes continues to fall. Jebaraj discussed the market in a webinar hosted by Fayetteville-based Arvest Bank. The bank on Tuesday released its semi-annual Skyline reports for the residential and commercial markets in Northwest Arkansas for the first half of 2020. Jeff Delarosa breaks down those numbers in a story on our website. And a new report from financial tech company Smart Asset says Arvest Bank distributed the highest percentage of PPP loans in Arkansas. Arvest accounts for 15.4% of the state's Paycheck Protection Program loans. The percentage is figured by the number of loans originated between April 3rd and June 30th. Rounding out the top five PPP loan distributors in Arkansas are Simmons Bank, First Security Bank, Centennial Bank, and Bank OZK. You will find those stories and more online at nwabusinessjournal.com, where you can keep up with our reporting of business news each and every day. And that's today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.